是我用台语和日本来读，因为安尼主本身要互恁一个调头，看有在小女要怀孕生子，台语好名叫姨妈丽丽。
Today's scripture reading will be from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
Good morning. Peace with everyone. Our presider has already read for us Isaiah 7:14. The passage we are looking into today is to reflect on the relationship between Christmas and us.
特别伫这段圣节安尼讲，因为安尼主本身要予恁一个兆头，看在细路要怀孕生子。
In Isaiah 7:14 it says, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel.
换句话讲，咱的主耶稣基督以另外一个名，还是讲上帝和耶稣基督另外一个名是什么？以马内利。
In other words, another name for Jesus Christ is Emmanuel.
就是以马内利什么意思？就是上帝跟咱三个地带。
And what does Emmanuel mean? It means God is with us.
特别伫希伯来文的圣经中间，伊玛内尼这句话是一个真特别，因为伊是一句字，也是一个 sentence， 啊嘛是一个字，总是是三个字在在合成的。
In the Hebrew, Emmanuel is one word, but it's also three words into one sentence.
特别伫字义中间，伊来分做三部分。第一个是啥物？就是咱对这段圣啊，这字义的第最后一个，因为希伯来文是对正手边，就正手边。正手边写到第倒手边，第一个是啥物？就是伊代表的是讲，甲咱的做伙的迄个甲咱。
In Emmanuel in Hebrew we read from the right to the left, and im means with.
第二个 new， 迄个意思是啥物？就是咱。
And new means us.
最后一个是 l， l 啥物？上帝。
And l means God.
所以换句话讲。这个直接来翻译是什么？讲上帝跟咱三个地带，讲上帝在家。
So this word or phrase in Hebrew is God is with us.
所以上帝以马内利的这句话中间，咱会当有机会在圣经中间来看见，是伊出现三遍、两遍的古约。今仔日咱所读的以赛亚书第七章第十七节，以及以赛亚书第八章第八节，另外一个出现是伫马太福音书第一章第二十三节，伊引用的就是咱今仔日所读的圣经节。
Emmanuel, it appears in the Bible three times, twice in the Old Testament and once in the New Testament. And today we read it in Isaiah 7:14. It's also in Isaiah 8:8, as well as Matthew 1:23.
第以赛亚书第八章第八节安尼讲，要冲入犹大，掉满四个音，弯到暗棍，以马内利啊，伊会是个天开，遍满你的地。
In Isaiah 8:8, it says, And sweep on into Judah, swirling over it, passing through it, and reaching up to the neck.
So, in this case, it says, Emmanuel is God with us. He wants to tell us what it means to us. He wants to tell us what it means to us.
And when it continues on saying Emmanuel, it talks about how God is with us.
Especially in this time, we can learn two things. First, Emmanuel is God with us. God is with us. God is with us.咱会主伊道成肉体，甲咱三个地带。
And so from the scriptures we know that the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
换句话讲，也是简单来讲，就是咱的主耶稣基督是上帝。总是咱的主耶稣基督，伊若是上帝，伊阁愿意降生，道成做人的款式，踮伫咱中间，甲咱做伙行起。
So simply put, Jesus Christ, He was willing to become man, but He is God, and He became flesh to be with mankind.
换句话讲。咱的主耶稣基督，伊嘛是上帝囝，伊阁是真侪人的款式，道成肉体来到伫咱的中间，甲咱做一徛起。
So Jesus Christ is not only the Son of God, but He is God Himself, who became flesh to be with mankind.
特别当咧解说伫即个时，爱真注意听着讲， 耶稣基督是上帝，伊阁是人，人点伫上帝，上帝点伫人，也点伫咱中间。
Again, He is God, but He became man to be with mankind.
所以当咱对这段圣经在做伙来学习的时，其实咱能对圣经中有其他出现的几段圣经在，予咱来做伙看讲，原来这些圣经在咧讲到讲，咱的主耶稣基督是咱的主，是以马内利的主上帝。
And so we look at these passages in the Bible, we understand it better that He is our Lord who came to be with us. And so from the birth of Christ, we get to see the promise of Emmanuel fulfilled several times. And the first time was when an angel appeared to Joseph. Joseph found out that Mary was pregnant, although they weren't married quite yet. And was still a virgin, he wanted to divorce her, but the angel told Joseph not to do so because Mary was to give birth to a son and name him Jesus.
And
what was so special about this birth was Mary was a virgin, but was pregnant by the Holy Spirit to give birth to Jesus to fulfill Emmanuel. This promise was to allow for our sins to be forgiven from the birth, the death, resurrection, and blood of Jesus Christ. Getting to celebrate Christmas this season, we have the opportunity to come to the throne of grace to become a new creation and be made whole in Him again. And the second time was when Jesus was about to be crucified. He was eating with his disciples, and he told them, In John 14, he reminds them not to have their hearts troubled, not to worry.
So in this passage, our Lord Jesus Christ once again shows us that He is with us in the same place, so that we don't have to worry, don't worry. So God is with us in the same place. This promise will be forever in our midst. He is especially going to show faith to fulfill the promise.
At the Passover, when he was eating with his disciples, he told them that he would be leaving soon. And so the disciples became trouble-hearted. So because of this, he tells them to not worry and that he would send the Holy Spirit to be with them forever.
So in the John 14:16,
he says that he will be with them forever.
我唔知兄弟姊妹，你敢会记得你伫细汉的时，还是讲你发现你的亲人离开你的时，迄、那个不安、迄、那个紧张、迄、那个惊吓。我唔知伫咱中间兄弟姊妹，你若想起伫细汉，还是看起迄个囡仔伊要去啊离开伊的家庭，迄、那个惊吓、迄、那个不安的状况无
？I don't know, brothers and sisters, if you recall when you were a child, if your parents were leaving for work, that anxiousness or nervousness you might have that they're leaving and you can't go with them.
咱来看一个影片。
Let's watch this video.
Look at me. Mommy's gonna miss you too, okay? It's gonna be a long day for me too. Okay? You wanna go line up? Let's go line up, okay?
Are you guys ready for birthday?
Yeah! He just has a really good home life. We just...
Thank you. Bye, Mom.
Have a great time at home. So it's just hard.
Him pulling his hat down, he was trying to be a strong, tough boy.
What are you looking forward to today?
I don't know, but before I miss my mom.
You miss mine? What can I do to help you? Would you like to go to the house?
Yeah? Gold hug will help.
And you know what? You're not the only one missing Mom. I bet lots of kids are missing Mom today. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with that.
而且，予咱看见讲，这个囡仔其实伊知影讲无外久会当甲伊的爸母来见面，总是当伊离开伫伊的爸母的时阵啊，迄个不安、迄个紧张，还是迄个惊呀，敢毋是
？The child knew that he was going to see his mom very soon, but while he was separated from his mom, he was very restless and nervous.
所以，当学生知咱的主耶稣基督要离开伊的时阵啊，因犹原惊呀、不安，甚至毋知要怎样，总是咱的主耶稣基督对因讲什么？
So can you imagine what the disciples felt when Jesus told them that he'd be leaving for a time?
在这段圣经中间，最后一遍，予咱所看见，就是咱的主耶稣基督要上天进前，伊伫马太福音书第二十八章第十九节、二十节，底下对咱所讲的，伊要甲咱三个弟弟。
And the third time was when Jesus was ascending into heaven. He told the disciples again that he will be with us forever.
特别在这段圣经，伊特别的强调对学生，也别对咱每一个人姊妹讲。当咱若遵守上帝诫命，当咱若听上帝话，当咱若愿意去传福音，甚至奉主耶稣基督名，大人惊死的时啊，伊讲基督要甲咱撒个地地，咱的主要甲咱撒个地地，直到世界落尾。
And Christ commanded us before he ascended into heaven to share the gospel around the world, and that he would surely be with us until the end of age.
所以对这三段的圣经章特别，予咱学习的是咪？咱的主耶稣基督道成肉体，成做人的款式。是要为着甲你甲我三个弟弟，也来到伫咱的中间，予咱会做得到捆绑，来得到逃亡，予咱来得到清气，也予咱有机会来到上帝施恩不得前。
So from these three passages, we see that Jesus Christ was willing to become human, to be with us, to redeem us from the bondage of sin, to make us clean, and to bring us to the God throne of grace.
上帝借着伊的独生子，咱的主耶稣基督道成肉体，踮伫咱的中间，甲咱三个弟弟。无代表咱每一项姊妹了，拢会一帆风顺，无挂虑，无忧愁，无艰苦，无困境，无灾害，无病痛。
He promises to be with us, but he doesn't promise that there will not be difficulties, disasters, or illnesses in our lives.
那亲像过去，伫将近两年久，我深信伫咱中间有一项姊妹，即因为 COVID-19 的关系，咱有惊吓，咱有不安，甚至影响伫你的身躯、你的工作、你的经济，甚至伫整个的社会，咱看见有真。Chaos 真真混乱的所在，甚至有人因为安尼来得到迄个 COVID-19， 得到迄个 COVID 来受伤害。
I imagine these past 2 years with COVID-19, it has affected all of our lives. Some of us were worried and anxious, unknown of the future.
总是保罗写批予罗马教会，今仔日对咱每一项的姊妹，伫罗马书第八章第三十五节到第三十九节，特别伫第三十五节，伊安尼讲，伊讲自罪，予咱甲基督的疼隔断。是患难，是困苦，是困窘，是妖魔，是痛体，是危险，还是内奸
？So Paul he wrote in Romans chapter 8 verse 35 to 39, especially from 38 to 39. Oh, I'm sorry, from 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword?
总是当保罗伊讲了的时，到伫第三十九节，伊讲虽然有患难，有惊吓，有艰苦，有困境，总是耶稣基督永远甲咱撒个地地。
But skipping to verse 39, he says, neither height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
是啦，每年咱的教会特别伫牧师室会当中有真大的变化，有真大的变动。特别伫台语，咱无暂时无主任牧师，咱台语的秘书嘛要离开伫咱中间，咱的关怀团队嘛无，甚至咱的管理员嘛无。总是伫迄个中间的时，兄弟姊妹，你敢会想讲阿免啊？
There might be some changes next year within East Valley, especially in the Taiwanese staff. Temporarily, there will not be our facility maintenance manager, our secretary, our caring minister, as well as a senior pastor. Have you thought about what's going to happen?
总是咱若深信要花咱的上帝所给咱的应允，咱的主爱上帝若教咱三个弟弟时，咱敢有惊吓？
Regardless of what is to come, we know that God is present with us, and there's nothing to worry about or be anxious of.
所以那是。上帝伊应允甲咱三个弟弟，也是伫罗马书第八章底下对甲咱讲，无啥物予咱甲耶稣基督个听来结当个事。兄弟姊妹，伫每一款个状况中间，你有确信，我有确信，上帝伫咱中间。
And if in Romans 8 it already tells us that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God, then we know that there's nothing to be concerned for.
当我个囡仔因细汉个时，我有时若有闲，我会真爱甲因做伙坐咧啊看迄个卡通影片。 啊，第一看迄个卡通影片的中间，我有伫迄个中间学习到真多。虽然是囡仔的故事的一个电影，总是伫咧中间会当看见迄个人生的哲学。特别有一出电影叫做《Lion King》，伫迄个《Lion King》中间有一工，因为迄个辛巴迄个小只狮啊，伊掠做讲是伊害死的老爸啥，伊真惊伊，唔知要怎样。伊走离开的时，伊碰到迄个喷巴，迄个喷巴在讲一句话呐：“马库纳马塔塔。”
When my children were little, I used to watch cartoons with them when I would have time. There was a lot of life philosophies that I would learn from these cartoons, and one of my favorites was The Lion King. There was the young Simba who thought he had just murdered his father, and so he was told to run away, which he did. And he met Timon and Pumbaa, who told him a phrase, Hakuna Matata.
是不是 Hakuna Matata 在因啊非洲人啊，是讲因当遐人咧讲的时候啦，唔免挂虑，唔免烦恼，唔免担心。
Hakuna Matata in Swahilian means to not worry, to not have troubles.
就那亲像保罗伊原写批哦，腓立比的教会，伫腓立比书第四章第六节到第七节，伊讲一概无得挂虑，独独万事皆着祈祷、恳求、甲感谢，将恁所求的摆伫上帝面前，就上帝平安要搬过一切伫人所想的到的，要伫耶稣基督保守恁的心怀意念。
Do not worry. It's just like in Philippians 4, chapter 4, verse 6-7. It says, Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
当保罗讲一概，还是讲中文写凡事，什么叫一概？叫凡事无得挂虑，就是每一项代志，敢不是大大细细代志，因为咱真做上帝囝儿，咱真做耶稣基督的囝儿了啦，咱要将大项代志。带到伫上帝面头前，用祈祷、用感谢，予上帝来引导，因为呐，上帝所赏赐咱的稳定平安，的确伫咱的中间。
And here in Scripture it says, "To not be anxious about anything, but in everything take it to God."
伫遮，予咱看见讲，原来咱的主上帝，伊予伊的独生子耶稣基督，道成肉体，踮伫咱的中间。
So here, the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us.
总是第二个是，咱的反应是咩？咱要怎样会当得到咱的主耶稣基督，和咱甲咱的上帝三个弟弟
？But what is our response to gain Jesus Christ and to be with Him？
特别当咱真做上帝囝儿，咱每一兄弟姊妹已经深信咱的主耶稣基督已经道成肉体，踮伫咱的中间。咱的耶稣基督嘛是上帝囝，伊嘛是上帝。那伊愿意真做人的款式来到伫咱中间的时，咱的回应就是，和咱会当得到，也是讲咱会当领受。接受咱的主耶稣基督，和咱甲咱的上帝三个做伙。
Our response is when we begin to understand that Jesus Christ became flesh to be among us. He is the Son of God, but He is also God. We must respect and respond to Him.
特别咱要怎样得到，还是要怎样领受的主耶稣基督，甲伊三个弟弟，和上帝甲咱三个弟弟。
And so, how do we walk in a relationship with Him?
一个真重要是啥呐？咱的心，圣经同咱讲的啥？当咱的主耶稣基督伫咱中间。咱的主耶稣基督甲咱三个弟弟时，咱必须要甲伊好好经历咱的上帝甲咱三个弟弟。
And so the Bible teaches us to reconcile ourselves to God.
那亲像伫出来记记第三十三章第十六节，当摩西带以色列人离开埃及的时，伊碰到一个真大的挑战，啥？当时以色列人因在拜金牛啊，得罪上帝了后，上帝无愿意甲因做伙进入到迄个应允的迦南地，总是上帝讲，我愿意差遣天使保守伫恁。摩西伊反映什么？伊讲，阮需要毋是人的保护，阮所需要毋是进入迄个应允的地，阮所需要是耶和华上帝，你甲阮三个弟弟。
In Exodus 33, the Israelites had sinned against God. They worshipped a golden cow, and God was telling them, "I'm not going to go with you, but I'll send angels to go with you to the promised land."
一个真重要是摩西伊知影啥？人毋是挖过遐物件，重要是什么？借着悔改，借着认罪。
Moses, knowing how important it is to have God go present with them, he pleaded on behalf of the Israelites, knowing that they sinned, asking for repentance, forgiveness, and asking the Lord to go with them.
So Moses, he just said, "That man's protection, man's guidance, even man's供应, don't be beyond God and his brothers." That's right. I just want to say, in this, especially to let Israel know, when man has sinned, he needs to repent and come back to God's presence.
Moses understood that humans, it didn't matter how many of them there were or how great or strong they were, but what was more important is that the presence of God was among them. So Moses tells the Lord, how will anyone know that you are pleased with me and your people unless you go with us? What will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth? So although the Israelites already sinned, God still went with them.
最后，咱们来看见讲，咱们怎样得到咱的主耶稣基督，就拿亲像今仔日咱所看这圣经章，要给咱的耶稣基督跟咱三个弟弟，是咱需要去这边来悔改，来到上帝身边的情。Here
we see that to be in relationship with Christ, we must come to Him and reconcile our sins.
最后，我用诗篇第五十一篇，和咱做回来思想，要怎样得到上帝面头前，就拿亲像大卫王，伊认罪悔改，和上帝搁这边来跟伊三个弟弟。
And here we see in Psalm 51 how King David confessed to God.
特别伫诗篇五十篇的第十一节，伊讲无得放下我，互我离开你的面，唔通对我收回你的圣灵。
In Psalm 51, King David confessed to God to ask for Him to be present with him.
伫这段圣经的中间，大卫伊得罪上帝，因为其实咱知影讲，伊撒母利下卷第二章的所在，真清楚讲，伊犯罪。
What happened here for King David to need to plead with God was because he sinned against God. He committed adultery with Bathsheba, and he covered up the sin by having someone kill Uriah.
当大卫伊得罪上帝，伊知影这个罪已经严重，这个是一个真大的错误的时候，上帝才就先知拿单来指出伊的罪过。And
so God sent the prophet Nathan to David to point out to him the transgression that he caused.
当真艰苦的大卫来到伫上帝面头前的时，对诗篇直接伊所写的，大卫伊并无靠上帝怎样出来，伊无靠上帝怎样予伊得到迄个艰难。
And so here, when King David comes to the presence of God, he doesn't talk about the punishment or asking God not to punish him. Instead, he pleads with God to remain present with him, to not leave him. And so from the repentance and King David's confession and appeal to God, God was present with David, and we know that David became known as a man after God's heart. I don't know in the past year if you've offended God, or intentionally or unintentionally, but God wants to be with us. He wants to cleanse our hearts and lives. May we all spend a minute to reflect on our lives and come to God for His grace.
那就是诗篇第五十篇第十节安尼讲：上帝啊，求你为着我做清洁的心，和我有换心正直的灵。
And so in Psalm 51:10 it says, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Let's take some time to reflect, meditate, and pray.
今仔日咱借着以赛亚书这段圣经，已经对咱讲了真清楚。上帝给咱一个应允，有一个兆头要显现，因为主已经家己为着恁有一个兆头，就是有在世路怀孕生子，恁要代号名叫以马内利。
And so from Isaiah's prophecy, which is our scripture reading today, God promised that therefore the Lord Himself will give you a sign that a virgin will conceive and give birth to a child. He will be named Emmanuel.
上帝要给这个囡仔，就是咱的主耶稣基督，另外一个名就是以马内利。以马内利意思是什么？上帝跟咱撒加底底。
Jesus Christ, His name is Emmanuel.
所要代表的，或者英文是耶和华咱的上帝，要在咱中间永远跟咱撒加底底。
That He came to become flesh to be with us.
当咱有机会搁这边来到的主的心腹的情是重要些呐。咱是不是真实来活出上帝荣耀在咱中间？咱是不是有够雅的清气，和主耶稣基督的宝血来洗净在咱的污的垃圾、咱的惊吓、咱的挂虑，无因为罪在咱中间，和咱甲咱的上帝来隔断。特别当咱搁这边求上帝的心宝血来洁净在咱的时，和上帝会听在咱中间，咱甲伊合一，伊甲咱撒个地地。
He came to be with us, and may we allow him into our lives to cleanse us, to make us whole and new to him. And if we have any worries or fears, to pass them on to him, because we know that his promise is true. He is to be with us forever. Let us pray.
Our Father in heaven, we give all the thanks, all the praise to you, because your presence, as we celebrate Christmas, Father, we thank you sent your only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, become our Savior. And also, you use this passage to remind us the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ is a promise you made to be with us. Even when we, in the time of the trouble or fear, may we remember that you, our God Emmanuel, is with us, the guide us, the leading us, along the way. We thank you for your promise and your presence in this special season, and remember your coming. 特别，我的上帝，我真的感谢你，因为伫圣诞节中间，你借着这段圣经，再搁一遍来提醒我，因为主耶稣基督诞生是你要教我撒个地地。虽然有时我有伫困境，我伫艰难，或是我伫惊吓中间，总是我深信以马内利的上帝是你教我撒个地地，就恳求你保守，也引带等下伫我头前的道路。我愿因为圣洁清气来到伫主里心不得静的时，我愿搁阳光伫主里，我们的祈祷恳求感恩谢谢，拢上愿主耶稣基督名求，阿门。